Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have back on the show Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, who is the author of From Fatigue to Fantastic, one of the major works on fibromyalgia, and also someone who has consulted with me on many occasions because our practices both involve a lot of fibromyalgia. His new book, Beat Sugar Addiction Now, is important because it lists four different types of sugar addiction, which I found in my practice to be also true, that not all sugar addiction stems from the same problem, and gives a very, very comprehensive look at how to treat that, many lifestyle issues, and some great advice. Welcome, Dr. Teitelbaum. How are you today?
Great to be with you again.
So where are you calling from?
From Hawaii, the lovely land of aloha. So aloha
to
everybody.
Is it six or seven there?
Six.
Mm-hmm. Six. Oh, well, thank you for getting up early. Well, you have fibromyalgia centers. Do you want to talk a little bit about that before we get into the book? Because there are fibromyalgia centers available for people to go to. They need to be aware of how they can find those.
Okay, thanks. There are centers called Fibromyalgia and Fatigue Centers all around the country. They're Georgia, up along the East Coast, through the middle of the country. There's currently 16 centers and growing.
Mm-hmm.
So if people have fibromyalgia and they're listening and they're in an area where they just can't find somebody to take care of them, or they're tired of teaching the doctors how to say fibromyalgia or whatever, the website is www.fibro.com.
Well, thank you. Fibromyalgia, you know, in traditional medicine, we hear all the time that we don't know what causes it, that it's in people's heads, that it's not real. And I think the reason that traditional medicine approaches it from this standpoint is, number one, the lack of education, because they simply don't read the literature. But also, number two, because there aren't, the people appear fairly healthy when you look at them, and they have symptoms that aren't easily quantified. Would you agree with that?
That's a big piece of it. We see historically, Susan, that whenever there's been a disease where we haven't had a good blood test or other marker for,
mm-hmm.
and especially if that disease affects women, historically doctors have come along and said, I don't know what's wrong with you, so you're crazy. And we saw that with multiple sclerosis, which used
mm-hmm.
to be called hysterical paralysis.
Isn't that
we saw it with lupus.
Yeah.
We saw it with rheumatoid arthritis. And now we're seeing the same thing going on in people with fibromyalgia. And it's one thing to tell the patient, I don't know what's wrong with you. That's a simple,
mm-hmm.
honest statement.
Right.
But to say, I don't know what's wrong with you, and imply to the patient and the spouse that, therefore, you must be crazy,
mm-hmm.
is abusive.
Yeah, it is. Plus, there is a lot of evidence in the literature. I'll give you a piece of literature that you may or may not be aware of. The FDA helped fund a study that was published in the Journal of Rheumatology, I think in November of 2001, that women with ruptured silicone breast implants, the majority of them had fibromyalgia. Of course, the FDA returned implants to the market in 2006, despite that article still being up on their website. Isn't that interesting?
Oh,
just fascinating.
Yeah,
so,
the FDA, we tell a whole hour of stories of FDA. What were they thinking of this?
That's
but,
right.
Yes.
So essentially, you know, I think fibromyalgia is on the rise, and it really is. I mean, if you look at the incidence and prevalence of it, it's really on the rise because of chemical and biotoxicity, as well as, basically lifestyle issues where people don't eat right, they don't get enough sleep, and you talk a lot about sleep here. And essentially, we have increased stress in our lives from all aspects, financial, you know, and then we get infections because of overuse of antibiotics. So it's really multifactorial. And it's very prevalent. I mean, I don't know about you, but I see a lot of it in my practice.
It's very common. As you noted, the prevalence used to be about 1 to 2% of the population.
Mm-hmm.
That was 10 years ago. There's now study after study showing that it's hitting 4 to 10% of the population.
Mm-hmm.
And since about 2/3 of those are women,
mm-hmm.
We're looking probably at a good 7 to 8% of women who are now getting chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. That's a 200 to 400% rise in prevalence over the last 10 years. So I liken this disease to, like, it's an energy crisis where people blow a fuse. And
mm-hmm.
given the stresses of modern life, as you discussed, people are blowing mm-hmm. fuses a lot.
And it, there is a model within the military as well. You know, as I was an Air Force physician, and there is a there are chemical exposures that will occur, like, in factories and everything, but also occur a lot in the military because of the type of jobs people have there, or some people have, with exposure to chemicals, especially in wartime. And those people, especially men, are likely to get fibromyalgia. So that's another aspect of what was interesting to me, is to see that certain men ended up with fibromyalgia, where that, at least back then, it was a very rare disease back then. So I think that there is kind of a classic with the silicone implants and then other chemical exposures. There's a classic problem with potential fibromyalgia, and I think it probably has to do with the ability of the body to process chemicals. Many people process chemicals very well, and there's a genetic type that doesn't process chemicals, so the chemical exposure in them leads to depression of the immune system with chronic candidiasis. And the other thing is mold exposure. You know, mold exposure in about a quarter of the population is going to lead to a fibromyalgia population. So if you're on a ship, or if you're in closed quarters that aren't kept real clean, that are wet, you get mold exposure. So those are some of the things that I've seen anyway. In fact, saline breast implants with mold proven in them, you get them out, you treat them with antifungals, you detox the biotoxins, and they get better.
It is amazing, though. You know, we talk about FDA stories. If you want to go ahead and sell something for use as a medication, it has to go
mm-hmm.
through roughly an $800 million FDA approval process.
Mm-hmm.
But if I want to take that same chemical and just throw it in the food supply and throw it in the water and throw it into the environment, there's a $0
right.
cost to do that. There's no safety record needed. All that. As long as the chemical has not been clearly proven to be toxic,
mm-hmm.
you can throw it in the water, the air, any place you want to do it, no problem. And we now have over 85,000 chemicals that weren't in our environment a couple hundred years ago that the body
right.
has to learn to deal with. And that's one of the things overwhelming the system. Now, Susan, I think, though, that, you know, people can't escape their environment. So what
yeah,
I prefer to do is to teach them how to tune up their body
right.
so their body's better able to process and get rid of these chemicals, basically so that they can adapt.
Well, let's talk about the four kinds of sugar addiction that you present in your book, and then we'll talk a little bit about the treatment recommendations.
Well, what we're seeing, again, is that the average American is getting 150 pounds of sugar per person per year added
mm-hmm.
to our diet and food processing. That means most of us are almost eating our weight in sugar. Now, that's 18% of calories. Another 18% of calories come from white flour, which is also
mm-hmm.
nutritionally raped, basically, and wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
So we have lost 1/3 of our nutrients before we get out of the starting gate. Many people and many listeners out there will recognize yourself. You're sugar addicts. And
mm-hmm.
if you have to ask if you are, you are, by the time you've been asking. If you're reaching for sweet tooths because you're anxious, or because you just have a sugar craving, or you're tired or depressed or anxious and you find yourself reaching for sweets,
mm-hmm.
Or you're using these Red Bull kind of drinks, you're a sugar addict, and it is costing you dearly.
Let's talk just a minute about the new energy drinks, because I think people don't realize what they have in them and how it affects them, because sugar is one ingredient, but there's other ingredients that are very problematic.
Yeah, I call them energy loan shark drinks.
Mm-hmm.
When you reach for one of those Red Bulls and it gives
mm-hmm.
you a certain amount of energy, it's going to take back a good twice as much later.
Mm-hmm.
And since many people are reaching for these things because they're tired,
mm-hmm.
so they reach for an energy loan shark, and sodas fall in the same category. If you're having too
right.
many cups of coffee, same category.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find you're crashing even worse later, then you need more, and you crash worse, and classic energy loan shark. So you're looking not just at sugar.
Mm-hmm.
You're not looking just at massive amounts of caffeine. But then, you know, the chemicals, the other things that go into these things get insane. If you look at sodas, 3/4 teaspoon of sugar per ounce.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to the local Quickie Mart and you're getting a 60-ounce Big Burp soda, that's
mm-hmm.
45 spoons of sugar you're pouring down your guzzle into what you're turning it through, a fermentation tank in your gut.
And also
the
insulin resistance problem. People don't realize that when they eat a lot of sugar, they can set themselves up for insulin resistance and then eventual diabetes down that
and
path.
High blood pressure, high
mm-hmm.
cholesterol, fat,
mm-hmm.
stroke around the middle, losing
mm-hmm.
your sex drive, all
mm-hmm.
kinds of little things come from that.
Right.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
The type 1 sugar addiction is the person that just keeps going back to whatever it is that is feeding them, but then they crash again in a few hours and go back again and do this all day long.
Well, they're reaching for sugar because they're tired. Basically,
right.
if you're a soccer mom, if you're hard, you know, working really hard, you find you just don't have the energy you need during the day.
Mm-hmm.
People reach for the sugar, and that's how they get hooked on that loan shark, and they get on a spiral. So the type 1 are people who are just tired and looking
mm-hmm.
for an energy hit but getting it the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And the antidote for that is to treat in ways that create real energy.
Mm-hmm.
And a simple checklist for that, for those of you out there who are fatigued, and even with chronic fatigue syndrome, severe fatigue, if you think of the letters SHINE, S-H-I-N-E, that's your checklist for restoring optimal energy production. And let's just take a moment if we can go through that, because most people
mm-hmm.
out there find that they need more energy.
Right.
And for the day-to-day fatigue, if you're just getting your sleep for 8 hours a night,
mm-hmm.
many of you say, I can't make 8 hours a night either because you have severe insomnia. And you
have to get up too early.
Yeah.
Well, I have to get up too early because I have a 7:30 start in surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have to be. Doctors, surgeons especially.
And I don't get home till midnight. You know? And you don't want me sleeping on the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
So you want to make time for sleep. And people say, well, you know, how can I make time for sleep? I'm so busy. And I sit there and I go through them. What are the things giving you the least pleasure in life?
Mm-hmm.
And I ask, are you watching the news shows? Are you watching CNN, Fox, MSNBC at night?
Mm-hmm.
And they go, oh, yeah, I spend half hour to an hour. I say, good, turn that off. You just
sleep
saved a half hour to an hour for sleep. And a host of other things. Make a list of the things you don't like and get rid of them. But if you can't fall asleep, if you have insomnia, there's many
mm-hmm.
herbals that are wonderful. My favorite, a simple one called the Revitalizing Sleep Formula. It's a mix
mm-hmm.
of 6 herbs. Outstanding. But most everybody out there can get their 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night they need.
They just have to go to bed.
They have to go to bed.
Not fall asleep in front of the TV.
Mm-hmm.
No. And get the TV out of your bedroom, too. That's a good point.
Yeah, you got to get some good sleep over there. And if you're going to fall asleep, put your TV on the timer so it'll
okay.
go off. And you're not listening to God knows what all night while you're sleeping.
So what's H?
H is hormonal support. Over 26 million women out there have hypothyroidism. And
mm-hmm.
over half of those have normal blood tests.
Mm-hmm.
And this is very, very conservative. This is the American Academy of Clinical Endocrinology statistics. And that's a very
right.
conservative body. But if you're tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant, you deserve
mm-hmm.
a trial of natural, bioidentical thyroid hormone
mm-hmm.
By prescription, regardless of what your TSH or other blood tests show, unless your free T4 shows your hyperthyroid, and you see how you do.
Yeah, I agree.
And many people do well.
I treat with the basal metabolic temp in the morning, trying to get that between 97.5 and 98.5, and then just watch every couple of months, get a free T4 and a free T3 to make sure we're not overdoing it.
Mm-hmm. And that's a very simple thing to do. But most doctors, if the TSH test is normal, they'll say you're fine. And
the TSH test doesn't even test the thyroid.
Yeah, the TSH test, let me give a what technical medical term I'm looking to describe it. The TSH test is caca. It is near useless. It is garbage. And it's the only test that most physicians are trained to use.
I know. That's
so
true.
Basically, if you're tired, achy, weight gain, cold, intolerant, and your doctor won't give you a trial of thyroid hormone, if you have unexplained infertility, often caused by a little thyroid.
Or your hair is falling out in the shower.
I think the hair
falling out in the shower, that you should not have hair in the bottom, ever in the bottom of the shower unless you're combing your hair in the shower. You shouldn't have hair. And that's a very early indicator that your thyroid's off. And people don't know it, but eating a lot of soy products can lower your thyroid. And so, you know, if you decide to switch to soy milk, you'll see your hair. Well, two things will happen. You get constipated and your hair will start falling out. So be careful of a bunch of soy.
And you're going to find that blood testing in general is pretty unreliable. I'm talking about hair loss, for example. Iron deficiency, another major cause of hair loss.
Mm-hmm.
And the iron blood test, if your ferritin comes back over 12 and some labs 9, the doctor will say your iron is just fine. A recent study came out showing that using the guidelines that most physicians use will miss 92% of bone marrow biopsy-proven iron deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, we have a test that's wrong 92% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
The ferritin needs to get up over 50, and with hair loss or restless leg syndrome, even higher, up over near 100.
Right.
So, you know, you get your hormonal support. For those of you who get irritable when hungry, crash with stress, get this, what I call the type 2 sugar addict, the feed me now or I'll kill you kind of thing.
Yeah, right. I had a nurse with that. I want to just tell, she was the sweetest, kindest, calmest nurse, but we would notice that every once in a while she'd just turn into a raging, you know, you'd ask for something in surgery and she'd just bite your head off. And so instead of getting mad at her, I said, Sheila, go get something to eat.
You're a very wise woman.
We all the doctors in the room recognize that it's hypoglycemia. But it's true. When somebody has a personality shift that is just only intermittent, and usually after they haven't eaten for a long time, they might not even know. They might not even recognize that they're hypoglycemic.
Mm-hmm. And the problem then is these people, what do they reach for? The biggest thing is sugar they can get. And then they're on the sugar roller coaster all day. They drive the sugar up, the insulin pours out, drives the sugar way back down again. So an hour later, they're back to it. And we'll talk about the solution for that. Because I tell you, if you park outside of most divorce lawyer offices or even marital counseling things and just sell the cure to your marriage things and sell bottles of Tic Tac.
Mm-hmm.
And you just say, you know, whenever each of you gets in a foul mood, melt one or two of these under your tongue, not the sugar ones.
Right.
You'll find you break the attack. That's all the sugar takes. A half a teaspoon of sugar poured under the tongue will break the attack. And then eat a high-protein diet to sustain your energy.
Right. And you can actually, you can buy glucose tablets, too. I mean, but Tic Tacs are fine. But, I mean, you can. Mm-hmm. And I tell people to carry the glucose tablets or the Tic Tacs with them at all times. I mean, when they've got it really bad, you can even pass out from low blood sugar. Yeah, sometimes it plummets, and that can be very dangerous.
Absolutely, and it's just nasty. So type 1, if you're tired, sleep, hormonal support, thyroid, adrenal, iodine, 12.5 milligram of iodine, not higher than that, one a day can make a major benefit. So there's a bunch. Triiodine is a good one. There's a lot of good iodines out there. For adrenal, there's a mix of licorice, pantothenic acid, vitamin C, and adrenal glandulars. That kind of mix is very good for adrenal support. Simple product for that one is adrenal stress end. But also,
I have lots of women on that.
Oh, it's awesome. It just moves people's energies and moods right out. You take one in the morning or one in the morning and one at lunch or even two in the morning, however. It's just a nice, beautiful, simple way for people not to be crying each other's eyes out and just have their energy feel stable.
And if people have hypertension, we put them on a different product but made by the same people, Adrenal Cortex, Cortex. So that it doesn't have some of the licorice in it, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the licorice in the adrenal stress center is geared not to raise blood pressure.
Right,
Got it in between. Because the problem with licorice is that it raises adrenal function, and if too high, it can raise blood pressure. So
Right.
You got to get to be working with somebody that knows, like Susan said.
Well, I usually do applied kinesiology to see which one they need. The same thing with Super Thistle X versus Silly Marin. You know, because I like Super Thistle X. It's got a licorice in it. But you don't want to give somebody too much licorice if they've got high blood pressure.
No, exactly. So for the folks out there that are tired, we're moving down our SHINE protocols to sleep. Mm-hmm. We've talked about H hormones. I'm sure we've talked a lot about bioidentical hormones, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone in the past. Your listeners have probably heard the pros and cons on that.
Well, testosterone for men is very important to prevent heart disease. Extremely important. And, you know, I don't know what you think's going on, but I think there's something in the plastics world that is really affecting the hypothalamus in a way that affects the testosterone, thyroid, and other sex hormones. Because the hypothalamic problems are just almost in everybody. And I just wonder what's going on. I mean, it's...
Well, pick a couple of those 85,000 chemicals.
Well, I think it's plastics. Yeah, because it's just recently that we see that the plastics are high in almost everything.
The plastics are nasty, and we're going to realize that the water bottles that we've been using have not been a good idea. And if you look at the sperm counts around the world, they've been dropping, I think, on the order of about 60%.
Yeah, well, that's testosterone.
And a big part of that is the testosterone. Mm-hmm. We see girls popping into menopause periods. I mean, just way before. And, I think that God has a sense of humor, and it's really pretty clear to us about things. So, God, I could picture God saying, okay, look, these children are, like, destroying themselves. How can I get them the message? So the bald eagle, which is a national symbol, turns out almost went to this extinction from DDT. Why? Because it was an estrogen mimic. And the shells broke before they were complete, and the chicks all died.
Mm-hmm.
And we figure that if we almost drove our national symbol to extinction, this big hardy animal,
what are we doing for
with the chemical, and maybe we would have gotten the message that we should pay more attention. And, the cash registers are jingling, and, money was going to the... and contributions to the proper places, and right now, 85,000 plus chemicals in the environment, and many of them, and including the plastics and the bottles. I like, use glass if you can.
And people have to realize that, eating certain foods at the top of the food chain that have not been protected from these chemicals concentrate these chemicals. And that's probably why the bald eagle was more at risk than, say, a duck was, you have to be wary of, where you buy your food sometimes.
Well, if you can get a good, healthy, whole food, shop around the outside of the supermarket, get organic when it's convenient and you can, just cut back the load that you're throwing at your body. It's a good common sense kind of thing. Now, I don't want people to be afraid of everything they look at. If you're out there panicking in life, it's not going to be a very healthy life anyway. And if you're cutting out everything you enjoy, why bother living? So what I try to teach people to do is how to get to the things that are the most noxious, but which are giving them the least pleasure.
Right. So what is I?
I would be infections.
Infections,
and that's the number one infection that needs to be treated is the candida or yeast overgrowth. Because that drives
the
immune system back. The sugar feeds yeast. Yeast grow by fermenting sugar. That's the only food.
And I think that the yeast do something so that you crave sugar. They probably do it by lowering the blood sugar, I would imagine.
No, they actually do.
How do they do that?
They will find a chemical that mm-hmm. the yeast puts out that triggers mm-hmm. sugar cravings in the host. And that's a type 3 sugar addict. The way you tell from the type 1 and 2, mm-hmm. The type 1s are going to be tired. Type 2 is feed me now or I'll kill you. But type 3 I call the happy Twinkie hunter. Because mm-hmm. these folks are feeling okay, you know, they're tired and pain and achy, but they're not irritable, but they're kind of walking around the cabinet, something sweet would sure be nice.
Mm-hmm.
And every so often, you know, the yeast put out a call that says, it's dinner, feed us. Because when we knock out the yeast, the sugar cravings go away.
Exactly.
You see that all the time.
I see that all the time. No, it's very true. It's funny. So, yeah, but you're right. We don't know exactly why that is, but you're right. I think they probably do put something out.
Yep.
It's kind of like that.
And a simple way, Susan, for listeners to tell if they have yeast,
mm-hmm.
To your sinusitis, nasal congestion, mm-hmm. or irritable bowel syndrome, gas,
mm-hmm.
bloating, diarrhea, constipation.
Yes.
In most people, that comes from yeast. Now, you'll see some mm-hmm. from allergies, but it's more intermittent mm-hmm. With the nasal symptoms. But if you have year-round, you know, clearing your throat all the time, you have sinusitis, you're going to the doctor, the mm-hmm. doctor gives you antibiotics, which makes the yeast overgrow, and now you get chronic mm-hmm. sinusitis, and you wonder, where did that come mm-hmm. from? And then they're throwing more antibiotics and surgery at you.
Mm-hmm.
If you knock out the yeast, the book will talk about how Susan has as well, but basically, when you starve the little buggers, like
mm-hmm.
getting rid of the sugar, you go ahead, there's a host of natural things. I like to use probiotics and pearls forms in high
mm-hmm.
dosing.
Right.
There's a whole handful of natural herbs and other things that can be done. And
mm-hmm.
I will use a medication by Flucan, 200
mm-hmm.
milligrams a day.
Mm-hmm.
Get the generic. It's $40 instead of $600. You don't
mm-hmm.
want to be paying for the drug company advertising.
Right.
And take it 200 milligrams a day for 6 to 12 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a sinusitis nose spray that compounding pharmacists can make that
mm-hmm.
will knock out the sinusitis as well. And sinusitis goes away, the bowel symptoms go away, the weight
mm-hmm.
starts to drop down,
right.
the mind will come back, the pain
mm-hmm.
goes away. Pretty remarkable stuff.
Yeah, I think the biotoxins from the yeast and sometimes mold, because mold can also grow in the sinuses especially, produces a problem with the leptin receptors. And so I see really high leptin levels in some of these people, like leptin levels of 1,000. And they hardly eat anything, and they're grossly overweight. And then when you eliminate all their mold and get rid of the biotoxins, they drop sometimes 50 or 100 pounds without changing anything. It's really remarkable if you think about it. It's
fun to see. And people feel better to boot.
Yeah.
Now I want to throw something in because people are going, oh my God, my chocolate, my sweet tooth, what am I going to tell you to enjoy it? But
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you how to enjoy it. You want to go ahead, first of all, when I say avoid sugar,
mm-hmm.
I will add the three magic words, except for chocolate.
Right.
I think dark chocolate is a good healthy food, but
mm-hmm.
do it in moderation. Get the best
right.
tasting ones you can, get just one small square, savor it without guilt, and enjoy yourself.
Right. Right.
Or eat whole fruits, not the juices.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically glorified soda pop.
Right.
You want to eat the whole fruit. And if you need one or two a day of those, go ahead and have that.
Mm-hmm.
But you figure it would take 4 to 6 oranges to get 16 ounces of orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at 16 spoons of sugar almost. Where if you want to eat one orange, go for it.
Yeah. And there's substitutes for sugar, too. We have stevia, xylitol, agave. You know, we have different things that make things sweet without actually having to put the spoonful of sugar in it.
Yes, inulin products, Susta is a new one. There's a host of different products out there.
Yeah.
In other words, I don't want people to give up any pleasure. In
mm-hmm.
fact, my last newsletter was Enjoy Your Vices. I want people to have fun. But I want them to do it in a way that supports your health.
Right, right. So infections, we need to clear those up.
And would be nutritional support. Those of you out there, and the same SHINE stuff applies with chronic fatigue syndrome and fatigue. You're going to find
mm-hmm.
it's going to help all of you out there. The American diet is horrible. We've lost over a third of our vitamins and minerals from just white flour and from sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes way beyond that. That's just the tip of the iceberg. So we have the first time in human history that we have high-calorie malnutrition.
Mm-hmm.
We're obese,
right,
and malnourished. And the, you know, people said, well, which vitamin do I need? And the answer is
all of them. Which vitamin?
And the minerals and the cofactors,
right,
and,
yeah,
the aminos and the whole thing. So,
mm-hmm,
what I'd like to do, because, you know, when you look at all the different things and what the optimum levels are, most people are looking,
mm-hmm,
at 35 to 50 tablets of stuff a day, and that's insane.
Mm-hmm.
And they become part of what I call the handful club, taking a handful of this and a handful of,
mm-hmm,
that, and it's a long,
right,
way to spend the day. So there's a vitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System,
mm-hmm,
Vitamin Powder. You,
mm-hmm,
can get it at any health food store, will have it. On my website, vitality101.com, we have it. It's easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
And you take the one half to one scoop a day. Just add water to the powder, or if you make a smoothie, throw it into the smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
And it will replace most all of the nutrients that you should be getting from food in optimal levels, except for,
mm-hmm,
calories.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just very easy. And let me give a simple thing. I know I tend to be very thumbs up and thumbs down. I'm pretty overt with it. And one reason I can get away with that is I don't take money from any of the supplement companies or any of the pharmaceutical companies,
because, mm-hmm,
I work as a patient advocate. And what that means is I can be as brashly overt as I want to be.
No consequences.
I don't have to blush when, you know,
mm-hmm,
when I go through,
right,
it. So, and I don't have the drug companies coming. You're not getting your next paycheck if you dare you say something nice about natural products or bad about us. It's like,
mm-hmm,
yeah, well,
right,
200,000 deaths a year from medications a year, and I'm,
mm-hmm,
not going to say that much nice about you guys for the medicine. So anyway, see, a very good, simple way to get outstanding overall nutritional support, my morning drink, is I take about 2/3 of a scoop of the Energy Revitalization System vitamin powder.
Mm-hmm.
I take one scoop of a special sugar, of all things, called ribose.
Mm-hmm.
R-I-B-O-S-E, or Korvalin would be another
mm-hmm,
brand name of it.
Yeah.
Put it together and slug it, and I'm great to go for the rest of the day. And this is healthy,
mm-hmm,
energy that you're now building up,
right,
where your body is getting the nutrition it needs. In fact, we just we have a study under submission for publication that it was done at 53 medical centers with 257 patients with chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
That's using ribose alone. In the study, you used one scoop 3 times a day, and then you can drop it to twice a day. After 3 weeks, increased energy an average of 61%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we use the Korvalin M, which has the ribose, malic acid, and magnesium, because those three together are very, very effective for many of the symptoms of fibromyalgia, which is essentially probably a mitochondrial issue.
Yes.
That's why it works, you know.
The body's energy furnaces and mitochondria,
right,
are not,
yeah,
working properly.
Yeah.
And that's why you get the hypothalamic suppression, and why you get,
mm-hmm,
the muscle,
right,
pain, and why you,
exactly,
feel like you're stuff warmed over.
Yeah. Now, we use Korvalin a lot. And then, yeah, in heart disease, it works very well, too.
Oh, it's
for
amazing.
People who have congestive heart failure, the ribose really kicks it in and,
mm-hmm,
decreases all sorts of problems with heart surgery.
Yeah, we have an iPhone application, I don't know if you've seen it, called Cures A to Z.
Mm-hmm.
And it's passed, I think it's just getting ready to pass the 1 million download mark.
Mm-hmm.
It's a free pocket, holistic doctor in your pocket kind of a thing. So for those,
mm-hmm,
with iPhones, just go to Cures, C-U-R-E-S, A-C. But for those without iPhones, on my website at vitality101.com, you'll see health conditions along the top, and it'll drop down, or health A to Z, and it'll drop down to health conditions. That exact same information is on the website as well, and it's all free. So if you look up heart disease, you're going to see it'll talk about the different types of heart disease. It'll talk about,
mm-hmm,
ribose, B vitamins,
mm-hmm,
magnesium,
right,
malic acid as well,
mm-hmm,
acetyl-carnitine and coenzyme Q10, and also,
right,
now magnesium taurate. And you're going to see people given the death sentence from heart failure,
mm-hmm,
are out there exercising and living a great life on that. We have seen miracles from that, from people who are sent,
mm-hmm,
home to die.
Oh, I know. It's really amazing. It really is. These are such simple things and make all sorts of sense if you understand functional medicine. I think,
mm-hmm,
functional medicine should be required in every medical school.
No, but it's too cheap. Who's going to pay
cheap,
those,
yeah,
professors to be able to, like, push their drugs all day?
I guess so. Well, that brings us to E.
Okay, E is exercise, as mm-hmm. able. Now, again, people who are fatigued or people with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, mm-hmm. they don't have the energy to condition. So if you just say exercise, they will be laid up in bed for the next 2 days with post-exertional fatigue. But if you don't do any exercise, the body has to lose it or use it.
Right.
Use it or lose it kind of approach to things.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to start walking as much as you comfortably can where you feel good, tired after, better the next day, and then slowly work that up. If you hit, most people can increase that by a minute every day or two, then they get to an hour, they can increase intensity. People with even chronic fatigue syndrome, they go as far as they can and comfortably leave it there until they're 10 weeks on the SHINE protocol. And what they'll find is that after 10 weeks, their energy is starting to skyrocket, and now they can condition again.
Mm-hmm.
So they can start increasing their walking another minute a day, up to a minute a day. You want to listen to your body until it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, again, up to an hour, they can increase intensity, change to other exercises. What I want to note for folks out there who have chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia is I know it's sometimes hard to find a doctor. Folks in Atlanta, you're really lucky to have Susan, and Dr. Cole was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
But what I have on my website is a tool for everybody in the country, which is that it's called a symptom analysis program. This is actually a computerized doctor. I hold a patent on a computerized doctor in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So I made it for people with chronic fatigue and fibro. It'll ask a bunch of questions, elicit your symptoms. If you have the pertinent lab tests, you can even enter the lab results, although you don't have to have the lab results. It'll analyze all that, tell you exactly what's causing your chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia, and tailor a treatment protocol to your case. This is available at the website vitality101.com. It is free. We told people that they wouldn't have to pay if they couldn't afford it, and 80% of people wrote back, well, I'm dirt poor, I have fiber, I can't pay it. And so we finally made it free for everybody.
Yeah.
And
well,
it's my way. So
yeah, I've had lots of patients take it and then come in, you know, to have lab tests done and, you know, fine tune it. So that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just these tools are available now for everybody. You know, the game is effective treatment for everybody, whether they have money or not. And so that's what the information is out there for. So you don't have to wait for your doctor to learn how to treat it. If you're sitting there going to somebody going, well, there's no such thing as fibromyalgia. You say, thank you, doctor, for telling me you're a clueless idiot. Find somebody else. You can't afford a doctor. You have the online program.
That's right.
You've got the books. You've got all the information you need to get well now.
That really is. I also want to put in, and I think I discussed this with you at the Holistic Medical Boards. That was back in 2006, I believe. No, it was back in 2000, wasn't it? It was a long time ago. My goodness. I think 10 years ago. If you do have breast implants, if you have saline or silicone or combinations of aluminum, these devices don't last much more than 8 to 15 years and usually start failing around 10 years. And when they fail, they get a biofilm around them, which is similar to probably what people have when they have gut infections or sinus infections. They have a mix of bacteria and yeast and mold, and the even antibiotics can't always get in there and clear it up. And a lot of women won't tell their doctors that they have breast implants, even when asked about surgeries. They just don't mention it. And they don't mention it to anybody in their lives, so maybe nobody in their family knows they have breast implants either. So when these implants start to leak, you get chemical toxicity and biotoxicity from mold and fungus, and we see black implants, just really amazing stuff floating in the implants. When this is almost like a model for fibromyalgia, I think. We take the implants out, take the scar capsules out, detoxify the patients, and put them on antifungals and antibiotics if appropriate, if they have bacteria, and put them on a program that is described in From Fatigue to Fantastic. It's sometimes it's complex, like we went through with the hormonal support and detoxification, sometimes of heavy metals and other things. But these people get better. And even if they don't go on the equivalent of Dr. Teitelbaum's detoxification and fibromyalgia program, they get better, but it takes about a year. But on the program, they get better in about a couple of weeks. So that's the difference. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it's wonderful. I mean, the studies show that 91% of people who use SHINE, who have CFS and fibromyalgia, improve with an average 90% increase in quality of life.
Yeah.
And that's just what the research shows for placebo-controlled studies. So
right. But I just add that if somebody has breast implants, they're probably going to need to get them out if they're, especially if they're symptomatic, and they usually are. They're probably going to need to get them out in order to get well, because the negative aspects of having chemicals and biotoxins in your chest wall, it's like having sick building syndrome, but you're carrying the sick building around with you. And you know about the sick building syndrome. If you've got a lot of mold in your environment, inhaling biotoxins, you pretty much need to get that treated before you are going to be able to get over that fibromyalgia. So looking at the environment is also important. And
a lot of things going on here. Well, what I'd like to do also, Susan, is talk a bit more about nutrition with folks, because nutrition, we talked about supplementation, but there's other aspects that are really important.
Okay.
That people need to know. Number one, for most of you who do not have high blood pressure, but who have chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, especially if you have got type 2 adrenal issues, you get that feed me now or I'll kill you, you need more water and probably more salt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know in the current thing that's in vogue is to tell everybody cut out salt.
Right.
But if you take somebody with CFS or with a type 2 sugar addiction, a TB now, and I'll kill you, sugar craving, and you pull out the salt from their diet, you will crash that person.
That's because their blood volume requires salt to maintain itself. Yeah, that's very true. And often these people have blood pressures. They're walking around with blood pressures of like 95 over 60 or 90
Indeed.
Over 60 or lower.
They're just very low. They're in the tank.
No wonder they're tired.
Indeed. And, so treating the iron, we don't put iron in the supplements and multis because there's a certain number of people who genetically have excess iron and that can kill them. So you really want to do the blood test. And all you really need now, I think, is a ferritin blood test.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do the percent sat, but if you're using proper normal ranges, which is anything under 60 on the ferritin, should be treated. If there's even mild anemia, anything under 100, you treat the iron deficiency, make a big difference. You want to cut out the sugar. Now, again, this is a guilt-free program. So if you're out and somebody eating with you is having dessert to die for, have a bite or two. And savor it with no guilt. You're going to get 80% of the pleasure and 10% of the sugar and calories. So so you want to, and there's sugar-free chocolates, Russell Stover, Abdallah's, See's candies. All of these have lines of sugar-free chocolate that taste great. You want to have a cake and eat it too, like I said, and tend to eat a whole food diet. If you can't recognize what that food is, if it's like, cheese-like product, if it says cheese-like product instead of cheese,
it's unnatural.
Think what they did to that. It's like spray paint and wet cardboard, and they call it cheese-like product. It's like,
I was interviewing Dr. Staninger, an environmental toxicologist, and she told me that modified cornstarch, which is in everything. I mean, I went to Target and it's in everything. Is actually plastic. beware the word modified, evidently, on the label. it may not be something you want to eat.
Let's give folks some tips to get pain-free also.
Okay.
That people find helpful, because pain is a real common problem, and especially in fibromyalgia where you ache all over. Arthritis medications have been proven to be no more effective than glucosamine, but will kill 16,000 Americans a year. So let's go with muscle pain, with fibro pain first. And what happens is that when you don't have enough energy in your muscles get locked in the shortened position. Think writer's cramp. Think joggers. Near the end of a jog, there's dry shortness. Muscles are like a spring. It takes energy to release. And so you go around, you have all these tight marbles, like when somebody pushes on your muscles, called trigger points.
Right.
So what you do is when you give SHINE, one, that's going to energize the muscle and the pain will go away in over half of cases than the study we've done. But then there's also natural things. There's curcumin, turmeric, boswellia, DPLA mixes. My favorite is for pain management. There's a new thing out there by Europharma called Curamin, which has been a miracle for a lot of people. Three times a day, and they've seen pain go away that has plagued them for years and decades. For people with arthritis, willow bark, boswellia, and cherry. Give it 6 weeks, and it's going to be more effective than your medications. These can all be taken with your pain medications. So that would be a product like N-Pain or Pain Formula. For those of you with migraines, just get magnesium and vitamin B2, riboflavin, 400 milligrams a day. That's that combination. After 6 weeks is way more effective than migraine medications are. I will note Excedrin migraine is as effective as the prescriptions that are 20 times as expensive, but they don't want you to know about that either. But natural elimination of food allergies, treating your adrenal, all those things help migraines. If you have nerve pain, lipoic acid, 300 milligrams a day, acetyl-L-carnitine, plus the energy revitalization system vitamin powder for the magnesium and the B vitamins in it. So there's many things you can do for that. Say again?
Curamin. How do you spell it?
C-U-R-A-M-I-N.
Okay. I'm looking it up. Urolab.
It's by Europharma. They have a number of good products. Invectomega is a nice new fish oil product where one tablet replaces about 10 tablets of fish oil because the way the absorption is set up. For anybody out there with colitis or asthma, using the boswellia, frankincense, amazingly effective. Dirt cheap, no toxicity, as effective as the medications for many of them. And it's, so you have the asthma, colitis. So there's a host of things you can do. For those with osteoporosis, I want to throw out a quick thing because we see that in fibromyalgia and CFS a good bit. Strontium, the mineral, is almost twice as effective as the medications. Long-term studies, double-blind studies, just rated as a first-line osteoporosis treatment in a major musculoskeletal journal, but don't expect your doctor to hear about it soon.
No.
You're just taking calcium by itself, it can kill you. Stop it.
No kidding, especially if someone puts you on vitamin D, because then it calcify things that you're not supposed to.
Well, you want to blend it with the D and calcium, but you need magnesium with it to balance it, and vitamin K to balance it, and then strontium. So there's a lot of things. And, you know, the nice thing about the Cures A to Z iPhone application or the thing on the website that has the same information, whatever's ailing you from acne to zoster, you just look it up. It's right there, and it's going to tell you people exactly, here's what's going on, here's what you need to do naturally to get well. So it's fun.
Well, great.
And these things are free.
Well, we're about at the end of our hour. Would you like to give your contact information one more time?
The website is vitality101.com, and invite folks to read my book, Beat Sugar Addiction Now. It's told you how to have a cake and eat it, too. And the book, From Fatigue to Fantastic, and also Pain-Free 123 for those who have pain issues.
Great, great. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. We have a few announcements. Every third Thursday, we have Noetic Science. Next month, I guess September, will be Dr. Gold will be talking about the electromagnetic issues in our lives and how to best to become aware of those and to help protect yourselves against excessive exposure to electromagnetic fields. We have radio shows every Saturday. We will be speaking with Dr. Norm Shealy next week. His medical intuition, the science of a soul. I don't think that book's out yet, but we're going to be talking about it anyway. I think his publisher had a delay in that. And let's see, the week after that, we will be talking with, let's see, I think I have the schedule, on the 1st of, let's see if I can see this, No, that's September. On the 1st of September, we're going to be talking about chronic pain with Harold Kernig. And on the 18th, Paul Rademacher will be back talking about consciousness and spirituality. And then we have, we probably are going to have a guest on the 25th talking about vitamin D. We don't have that confirmed yet. And anyway, the schedule goes out from there. Thank you very much for joining us today. Thanks a lot, Dr. Teitelbaum. I appreciate you getting up so early in Hawaii. That was very kind of you.
My pleasure. Aloha.
And again, if you are suffering from any of these issues, actually any of the issues that Dr. Teitelbaum was talking about today, can be found on his website, and that will be a good start for you taking control of your own health and having some great natural and lifestyle answers for these chronic problems. Well, thank you very much, and this is Temple of Health. We will be back next week.
I'm sick and tired of always feeling sick and tired, and I don't want to take a lot of prescription drugs to feel better. Isn't there a better way?
Millennium Healthcare offers natural solutions to your health problems. Millennium Healthcare is qualified healthcare professionals working with you to restore your health and wellness. Whether it's a caring physician, one of our natural providers, or our natural apothecary, Millennium Healthcare can help. For more information, call Millennium Healthcare at 770-390-0012. That's 770-390-0012.